Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Back to Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
What up? We're back. Jay Foreman, East Trick, Austin, Old School. Again, we want to appreciate it. We want to give a shout out to MVP Mike. We're going to tag him on Twitter so we can increase his social media presence, but also increase the social media presence of the Mercado, because they gave us great gift package and surprise today. That's on this fabulous Friday.
Shout out to Good Sense, too. I got my sandwich. It will go down.
Yes,
trust
sir.
And believe.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. East Strick.
What up, my boy?
I want to ask you about last night, man. Uh-oh. I mean, it's obviously you watch it. You're having allegiance to both teams. But from your perspective as a player in these type of situations or in these games, right? What did you see last night that worked out so well for Boston and then didn't work out so well for Dallas?
Well, one of the things that I had talked about on the block, you know, just prior to the game, just some you know, pre-discussions, is there were some unknowns. There were some things we didn't know. We knew, and we talked about it a little bit on the crossover. We know what we know with Tatum, Brown. We know what we know with Kyrie and Luka. Right? But then the X factors. We did talk about Porzingis is an X factor for Boston.
Right.
But with the unknown was, how would his lungs be? How would his stamina be?
Yeah.
You know, sometimes you can come in, it can work two ways. One, there's adrenaline dump, similar to what you got when you get into the octagon or you get into the ring and you just, you know, the adrenaline of the moment, it dumps, and then all of a sudden you have that moment, that few minutes, 2-3 minutes, a round of just, right? But Porzingis came out on fire. So what was smart by Boston is they actually went at him to see what we got. That was the one thing I saw. They wanted to see, what do we have in Porzingis? We know he is a disadvantage for everything. There's nothing the Mavs really have on their side. They tried to use Lively to be more physical, to be more pressing. Obviously, he fouls out the game. And they wanted him to be a presence to just body and just wear him down. But the thing is, and the difference between the two, Jay, Boston, with Porzingis even more, have the ability to switch. They're both switching teams because they have length across the board. And they're capable, you know, of leading guys to the help and then, you know, fanning out off of that. But the difference was Porzingis, because it didn't matter who you switched on him. Didn't matter if it was Green. Didn't matter if it was Jones. Didn't matter if it was PJ. Didn't matter if it was Luka. They tried Kyle. Everybody in that building got smoked.
Yeah.
And when a guy scores almost 20 points in, you know, 10, 11 minutes,
yeah.
I mean, there's nothing. And I'm talking about, they was daggers. Like, post-ups, mid-post, threes. There was nothing.
He's giving you everything.
He gave you the whole shebang. The whole toolbox. He gave you everything in it. And Tatum didn't get off to a great stop. Now, then he goes to the bench. Brown gets going.
Yeah.
Then Tatum got. White wasn't even, like, significant in the game. So that was the expectation on both sides, where you had veterans outside of Porzingis, But you had that. The thing that you had with Porzingis is you had the adrenaline.
Yeah.
The being back on the court after being off for so long. You know, there's a feel good to that. What you hope don't happen is that Porzingis comes to a point to where he begins to feel
he's the 1A.
Well, no, not necessarily. But you come into the next game and it's not that. Yeah. How are you going to
react?
You know what I mean? Right. Yeah. How are you going to respond? Because sometimes you can have that, and it could be a roller coaster for you. And that's when you're hoping a White or a Drew Holiday or somebody else is there to pick
Horford,
up the slack.
Because Horford really didn't shoot well at all.
Yeah. Whereas the Mavs don't have the – outside of Kyrie, there's no one that's been to this spot.
Right.
Luka has been in a different forum.
Right.
But no one's really – there's no – PJ's first time, you can tell.
Yeah.
Because the shots look short, tight. They didn't – none of them look
trying to shoot perfect.
Yeah.
And I wanted to ask you about that because they went into the locker room with Jason Kidd, and he said, look, this is just basketball.
Yeah, Let's go
out there and have fun. Yeah. I think he sensed it. And they came out of it a little bit because they made a run. But I think it's a little bit, you know, too little too late because, you know, you knew eventually the Celtics were going to make another run because they had been here before. I think the Mavs will have a better showing in game two. I think they'll be more – I think that nervous – you know what? You never know until you're there. And when you have a lot of guys that have to be lead dogs because – Kyrie and Luka, it don't matter if it's their first year in the league, they gonna ball. Mm-hmm. Them dudes are just generational dudes because you just can't stop them. Now them other dudes, this is a whole different magnitude and a whole different expectations to step up like a champion, and you facing guys that have been there before. So you're looking at like guys, right? So when PJ is looking across, you're looking at Al Horford. He's 17 years in the league. You ain't going to bully him. Mm-hmm. When Jones is looking over, okay, you see White. You're not going to punk him, and he's been here before. So he has the thing, the intangibles, and being used to the bright lights and all that other stuff. Mm-hmm. That can wear you out because now you're looking over there and say, okay, what if? What is it? What am I expecting to happen? Because your body feels different. And then the only reason I say this is because I was fortunate enough when we played in 95 for the championship that we had, a shell around me, right? Where I had Phil Ellis that could literally punch me upside the head and get me back right because it's you can be out there kind of like just looking, you know, in the moment. To be, and it has nothing – it's not that I wasn't prepared.
Yeah.
Wasn't that I wasn't in shape or anything like that. It's just a – different feeling. But then you fast forward, which could be like the analogy for them to game two, which is Sunday. For me, it was 1997. When you walk out on the field, it was like nothing. It was literally, but we were playing for even bigger things. Coach Osborne was retiring.
Yeah.
We had to perform well because
no Tommy Frazier,
Michigan already essentially clinched half of it. So we had to fight an uphill battle because we had been there so much, right? And so we were fighting the ghost of the past in Missouri, but we were able to overcome it because I felt like a lot of the guys that were younger the first time were more veterans. And that's where Dallas has got to really, really sit back and look at like, okay, you know what? Was it really that much bigger difference? This is what we did well. I think if they focus on that end of the second quarter, beginning of the third, and look at the energy that they played with, and in the way they move without the basketball, they'll be just fine.
There's two things. One is in each of the series that they've played, they've lost their first game by 20 points.
Right.
So and come back in one series. So to them, this is just normal. That's something that happened. Two, they didn't score 90 points. They didn't even get to 100. It wasn't.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Isn't that Luka didn't play well? But the shots that they missed, they don't miss. I don't think they missed those in a full series. Like, to me, that's what I'm saying. You're like, you can go and put that on film. That's the second thing. You can go put that on film, Jay, and say, we just missed shots.
All right.
I mean, I'm talking about you had good looks.
Looks. But, and that's what
Kyrie
you had, you gained confidence, though, because there was one, a Kyrie transition where he hit that against OKC. Daggers. Right. I call them daggers, where you're like, you know, they got a transition to good stop on defense, come down. I call it secondary break. Kyrie, you know, is butt naked three. He hit it against OKC, hit it against Timberwolves multiple times, and he hit it the side of the rim.
Yeah.
Against Dallas. It was on the left side, you know, going towards the Celtics. I think that, you know, this side, you know what I'm saying? So then I was like, okay, this is not normal Mavericks offense, because that's essentially a free throw for a guy like Kyrie.
But the thing that we may not even be thinking about is the mental. Now, Kyrie's, like you said, he's him, he's a dog, he's different. He'll get over that. But the first time coming back into Boston, not literally, but
to this magnitude.
To this magnitude, coming into Boston, and they hate your guts because of what you did. Now, say what you will, he told them to their face on the court,
I'm coming back
if you'll have me back. They literally can't stand Kyrie Irving.
Oh, yeah.
So knowing that can put a little added pressure on you, because you want to perform.
Mm-hmm.
You want to stick it in their face, and you want to show them, which then puts a little bit of extra, because – when have you ever seen with the man that's got that ball on a string, on a yo-yo,
yeah,
dribble the freaking ball off his foot?
But yeah, and almost did it twice. Yeah, and I mean, heck, he gets on the plane with the ball. So yeah, it's. I mean, listen, everybody's human, and Kyrie has feelings. He probably feels like he's.
And KP's not going to get 18 points in 13 minutes again.
No, but
he's capable. Right, but capable, I don't think he will.
Right, but so you just got to – I mean, it goes both ways. If I'm the Celtics, I'm expecting Dallas's best shot. If I'm the Celtics, I'm preparing again for somebody else besides the big two to step up. Doesn't matter if it's White.
Facts.
So we have got to play better.
And what's beautiful, what you just said, Jay, what you just said is so beautiful, because Boston has that as an option.
Right.
Drew Holiday's capable.
Oh, yeah.
All those guys, White's capable. All Horford's capable. Yeah. All of them are capable. But what you saw with the Mavs and what they've got to get over is everybody looking for Kyrie and Luka.
Watching. Here, do it.
Here.
Yeah.
And there was a couple times Kleber was bucket naked.
Yeah.
And he's capable of shooting.
Yeah.
None of those guys on Boston would have not taken Pritchard.
Right.
None of those guys on Boston would have left that.
They would have shot that ball. Yeah, yeah.
So Jason's got to do a job in telling those guys, Lively, capable shooter, all of those guys, telling them, if you are open, be confident to shoot the ball. Do not just look for Luka.
Yeah.
And do not just be looking for Kyrie. Yes, we need them to do what they do. They're going to get plenty of opportunities to do that. But we're going to need you to also help us because then it's going to draw. Now, right now, there's adjustments being made. This is what playoff basketball is about.
Oh, yeah.
Which coach do you trust in that specific instance? That's a question to you. But who's going to make the adjustment, the best adjustment that's going to be suitable? And then what adjustment within the adjustment, is the other team going to do to alleviate that?
That's man, what yeah, that's I mean, you know, on the just the surface, you would say, okay, well, Jason Kidd, just because of experience and his coaching acumen and what they've done throughout the playoffs, lose the first game, make tremendous amount of adjustments. But then you can't take stuff from, you can't take anything from Joe.
No.
Because Joe has the ultimate, I guess, you know, joker in his back pocket. Is what they're able to do defensively will alleviate any big misjudgment or misadjustment that they might not have. And he makes excellent halftime and quarter-to-quarter adjustments because I think he has a really good staff. I think Brad Stevens does come down and they work with him, you know, and they have a good relationship where he's the head coach and Brad Stevens is upstairs. But also I think that to have that kind of in your back pocket is really good. It's going to be interesting to see, you know, the adjustments. I think the biggest adjustment for the Celtics is don't get too fat and happy off of this tape.
Right.
Over the next 48 hours, right?
Right.
Facts. Don't lose your edge. Don't think that you're going to blow these guys out again. Now, with the Mavericks, I think the adjustment is more mental. For them.
No doubt.
Right. So I got to be, you know, if I'm Jason Kidd, I'm sure they're staying in the hotel. I got to be meeting with these guys individually to talk them through it and say, look, and Jason Kidd, tell them, I've been here before, man. I understand what it's like.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Okay, look, okay, listen, but you're here. We're here for a reason. This is what I need you to do. This is what we, and then also take what you're doing, like say in the room or meeting room individually. And then now you have more days. What we talked about on the golf course, like, is they got more days in between games, so now we can implement. That's where they can get the real confidence from. See, I need you to hit that. And even if you're shooting good shots, that's fine. If you're forcing shots or shooting them not
right.
to make it,
right.
then I have a problem with it. Then you got to come see me. If you're shooting it to make it and you don't make it, it's actually going to work out down the road for you because we have the ultimate erasers. Luka and Kyrie.
Mm-hmm. When it's tight.
Listen, I would be telling them, listen, we need to get within 5 to 6
just
points.
Stay right there. We
just got to hang tight within 5 or 6 points. And I like our chances to pull one out. And obviously game 2 is huge, especially when they're going back. So anyways, appreciate Strix staying on for a segment. I'll stay one more. Listen, I'm going to tell you this, man. We was back there. I don't know where we were. Well, we was in, I call it the Valley of Death.
That's where it hit.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Talk about it.
That heat was hitting us in the mouth.
It got on my shoulder like a I felt like Donkey Kong was on my shoulder, my boy.
We got out the cart. I looked at Strick. I said, this is the Valley of Death. I said, I looked up at the trees, nothing moving.
Nothing moving.
And
no
we
going.
Was in that, and then the heat magnified.
Sheesh.
I said, man, we got 12 holes to go. I said, this is like training camp out here.
We got the 2, and I said, I got one more left for you, my boy.
But we battled it through just like last year, man. We battled through. And big shout out to Jake Sorensen. We had a great time today.
Brian, thanks,
yeah,
Brian.
Yeah, say Brian's birthday boy, man. He had the best quote of the day, Austin. We had hit a shot on, I think, a par 3, right? Or no, in that par 5 or
yeah,
something. We had all kind of just
messed
the putt up. Brian gets up there. He says, it's all about confidence.
It's all about confidence.
And he said it so smooth, knocked it in. And ever since then, we was off to the races.
We was rolling.
Man. Yeah, we was off to the races. So, anyways, we're going to take a quick break, come back. Me and Strick, we're going to talk about the I know you guys talked about who you would want to have a conversation with. But, Strick, we're going to start a new segment here. We got to get some sponsors. We're going to do the idiot of the week. I'm just going to tell you my idiot of the week. And then you just going to give me what you thought about. Then we're going to get to the 5
That's
o'clock
bad.
Out.
That's
Jay Foreman, Eastrick, Austin Orman. We'll be right back.
Watch Old School Live on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. Old School with DP and Jay on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home.
At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.